And now we turn to a natural disaster of the past year that changed thousands of lives in moments, the 7.1 magnitude earthquake that struck central Mexico in September. It killed more than 350, displaced thousands, destroyed hundreds of homes, and many have asked why their homes and other structures weren't strong enough to remain standing. And some are calling on local prosecutors to investigate allegations of poor construction and inadequate maintenance. Jorge Valencia has this report from member state KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau.
Juan Carlos Alvarez Blanco is a tall man with a shaved head and bags under his eyes. His son, also named Juan Carlos, was a freshman at the prestigious Tec de Monterrey University. He was one of five students killed under the collapse of four pedestrian bridges on the Mexico City campus. The father says that since then, he's only heard from university administrators via text message. Alvarez says the university president texted him 5 days after the earthquake.
Me pone un WhatsApp diciendo, soy Salvador Alba, soy presidente del Tecnológico de Monterrey.
He scrolls through his phone and reads the message out loud.
Por lo que queremos que sepas que el Tec de Monterrey está muy cerca de ti. Punto.
Salvador Alba, the university president, tells Alvarez that the university community stands with his family and invites them to memorial service for the students. Alvarez declined. He says it bothered him that Alba did not call or meet with the family. But also, he wanted to know more about the collapsed bridges. What happened?
¿Qué es lo que realmente sucedió, no?
Alvarez has since filed a lawsuit calling on Mexico City prosecutors to determine whether the bridges collapsed because they weren't properly maintained. And if so, to send the negligent party to jail. Many are asking similar questions. On the two-month anniversary after the earthquake, protesters held a minute of silence outside a textile factory that collapsed, killing 21 workers. They wanted to know who's responsible for the deaths and for the people who were injured. Miriam Castillo is an investigator with the independent nonprofit Mexicans Against Corruption.
No hay un solo patrón.
Castillo says they're researching more than 400 cases. So far, she says, they found no common denominator. She says each building is different, borough governments maintain records differently, and people in the construction business know how to exploit the gray areas of government bureaucracy.
Esos espacios grises están muy bien analizados y muy bien aprovechados por quienes conocen esta industria.
The best-known case brought forward by local prosecutors is that of an elementary school in which 19 children and 7 adults were killed. Records show some inspectors believe the building, which had an apartment on the top floor, was not strong enough to hold its weight. Two local government agencies blame each other for not shutting down the school. Local authorities believe the owner may have fled the country, and they've opened investigations into at least 150 other cases. The police arrested the owner of a nearly new apartment building that collapsed. Castillo says that suspect was involved in the construction, but not the design of the building. She believes he's being scapegoated.
En ese caso, sí es un asunto de buscar chivos expiatorios.
Prosecutors did not respond to our request for an interview. Castillo says the case with Monterrey Tech is very difficult to investigate.
El problema es que el Tech, como es una universidad y es una universidad privada.
As a large private university, Castillo says, the school has a lot of autonomy over its facilities and records. University administrators hired their own civil engineers to investigate the cause of the collapse. And they say it was because of the severity of the earthquake and because the building contractor didn't build enough support for the bridges. University officials declined to be interviewed. But Héctor Cortés, a longtime architectural engineer, says it'll be difficult to find out exactly why the bridges collapsed and to determine who was responsible.
Es muy difícil porque como ya retiraron escombros.
Cortés says little can be known without running lab tests on structural remains. And as it turns out, university officials cleared those remains the week of the earthquake. Meanwhile, Juan Carlos Alvarez, the father of the deceased student, hopes there will be an independent investigation. He says he wants to prevent something like this from ever happening again. For Here Now, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.